friends. In the course of the last 7 weeks, we've been dealing not with conceptual material, as one usually does in the course of a series of lectures. We've been dealing with non-conceptual material. We've been dealing with parables, with myths, and with symbols. We've been dealing specifically with the parables, the myths, and the symbols of Mahayana Buddhism, that is to say, with Buddhism in its universal perspective, parables, myths, and symbols of Mahayana Buddhism in the White Lotus Sutra. And in the course of the 7 lectures that we've had so far, I have offered a certain amount of comment, certain amount of explanation with regard to these parables, myths, and symbols, but on the whole, we've not been trying to understand them intellectually. We've been trying rather to experience them, to feel them, been trying to allow these parables, myths, and symbols to speak to us, to speak not just to our conscious minds, but to speak to our hidden, even secret, depths. Now tonight we come to something which, though similar to what has gone before, is at the same time a little different. We've been dealing with parables, myths, symbols. Well, tonight we come to an archetype. Tonight we come to the archetype of the divine healer. Now, although in the course of the last 7 weeks we've been dealing with these parables, myths, and symbols, we've nowhere defined these terms, not even in passing. Parable is a fairly well-known term, but myth and symbol are comparatively obscure. But at the same time, we haven't tried to give any sort of definition of these terms. And this has been quite deliberate. I've tried to allow the nature of parables, the nature of myths, the nature of symbols to emerge, not from any formal definition, but rather from concrete given examples. And it's this procedure that we're going to follow in the case of archetype. I'm not going to attempt to give any formal definition of what an archetype is or what an archetype may be. The term itself is, of course, moderately familiar to us. It's been popularized in recent decades through the work of Jung and his disciples and followers. But it's rather noticeable that Jung himself, though he has written quite a lot about archetypes, is rather chary of giving formal, clear-cut definitions of what the archetypes are, or what the archetype is. Sometimes, indeed, describing archetypes, he seems to say one thing. At other times, describing archetypes, he seems to say something else. So we're going to follow, as it were, in the footsteps of Hume, not only with regard to archetypes in general, but with regard to that archetype with which we are particularly concerned tonight, that is to say, the archetype of the divine healer. We're not going to deal in definitions, we're going to cite different examples. We're going, we may even say, to conjure up, to call forth, if you like, to invoke different forms of this archetype, different manifestations of this archetype, and try even to see them visibly before our inner eye.